welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you've tuned to the broadcast again this week, and we're picking up our study here in Mark chapter 10, verse number 28. The Lord last time had dealt with the rich young ruler and then dealt with his disciples, talking about wealth and how wealth and riches are a great hindrance. Those that trust in such are a great hindrance to those entering into the kingdom of God, those being saved. But with God, all things are possible, the Lord Jesus says. The disciples kind of telling there about maybe their mindset about wealth and riches and such. And then Peter chimes in and says, what will we have, Lord? Then Peter began to say, Mark 10:28, unto him, lo, we have left all and followed thee. And as we mentioned last time in the Gospels, it says there also that Peter said, what shall we have? And so Peter is wanting to make a deal, wanting to make an arrangement, wanting to make a contract with God. We've left all. What are we going to have? And so, true, they were obedient, and they did leave the account. And the Gospels tells us that Peter and Andrew and James and John, they left their fathers, they left business that they had in being fishermen. They walked away from it. At the Lord's command, come follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. They walked away from it. And they were obedient in that. They saw that, they understood, they were blessed to understand that following the Lord was greater and better than what they had. That eternal call of the Lord. They were saved. They've been called by Him in salvation. And now they've been called by Him in further service of the Lord, and they did leave all. So Peter wants to know, he said, we've been obedient to you. We've left all and followed you. What are we going to have? Don't make contracts with God. Verse 29, and Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife, or children, or lands, for my sake and the gospel's. But he shall receive an hundredfold now in this time, houses, and brethren, and sisters, and mothers, and children, and lands, with persecutions, and in the world to come eternal life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last first. Remember that in the scriptures that the Lord tells us, and it tells us in Hebrews chapter 11, that it is only by faith in Him that one can please God. The only way for a sinner to please God is by faith in Him. Again, I've said it many times, and it's the case, and we need this just hammered home into us. Faith in the Lord in all things is the way that the Lord is honored and glorified. It's the way that we are humbled in a right way before the Lord, to have faith in Him. And He is worshiped in sinners' faith of God. And I understand that when I say that sinners, I'm talking about men, women, boys, and girls. We're all sinners. We're all sinners, and the only way that we can have peace with God is to have faith in Him, faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and His gospel unto the salvation of the soul. And the only way that a saved sinner can have good consideration and bring a smile to the face of the Lord, if you will, is to have faith in Him and that which He's given and that which He's commanded, and in all things, you know, our life, our existence is before and by and through and unto our Lord. And so the Lord says here, if you've left your house, your family, your lands, for my sake and the gospel's, you'll receive a hundredfold now. Houses, brethren, sisters, mothers, children, lands. But there's going to be some persecutions in there too. But you know what you'll have in the world to come? Eternal life. And he says this, many that are first shall be last, and the last first. Boy, there's a lot here. The Lord says, you've left all and you followed me. That's good. That you should. You should do so. Those that do so will have a hundredfold even in this life. What's he saying? Well, see, it's about an understanding. It needs to be an understanding about possessions. When the Lord saves a sinner, and especially when a child of God, one that's saved and made a child of God, becomes a member of one of the Lord's New Testament Baptist churches, they have the blessing when the children of God are obedient to the Lord, manifesting the fruit of the Spirit and doing well. Indeed, they gain more brethren. Myself, I'm an only child. I have no natural brothers and sisters, but I have hundreds of brothers and sisters in the Lord. Brothers and sisters all over the country and even in the world that I know personally, that I know them. I have met them, and we have had fellowship together and interacted. They're most of them, I would dare say that if I had any need, if I was in need, they would come to my aid. If I needed to spend the night, I needed a place to stay, was unable to get a hotel room when I would be away, they would put me up. If I was in hunger, they would feed me. If I needed clothing, they would clothe me. They would help me because we have the same Heavenly Father. I have some of them that the men are considered brethren. I have older brethren and brethren my same age and younger brethren. I have sisters my age and younger, or those that would be older would be certainly considered my mother. I've had women that have been faithful and obedient to the Lord and have that I love as a mother. Now, there's no substitute for my own mother, indeed, because she is my mother. But that's what the Lord's talking about. There are those, and that's the way that the Apostle Paul writes to Timothy that it should be. Now, you notice that there's no father because there's only one father that we have. No, we're to call no man father. Now, I have my own natural father, and I should call him my father. He is. But as far as a man that's not a natural father, we're not to call father, but rather brethren, because we only have one father spiritually, and that is God, our Heavenly Father. And so that's the gaining. So then, the things that my brothers and sisters in Christ have are things that they will use to help me if I need a ride, if I need food, if I need lodging, if I need clothing, if I need some help financially. And I don't have any natural brothers and sisters to help me, but I have many brothers and sisters in Christ that would help me. This is what the Lord Jesus Christ is talking about. And the thing is, our culture lends itself less to this, the manifestation of this, than the day that the Lord Jesus Christ had his ministry and the day that he uttered these words to his disciples, because these brethren traveled about all over Galilee and ultimately Samaria and Judea and beyond. And we see so many times, like in the epistles to the churches and the book of Acts, that the Apostle Paul and others are helped along by the brethren in regions and communities that are far away from where they originated, where they traveled from. And that's what the Lord is talking about. Peter says, we've left all. What shall we have? The Lord says, you'll have a blessing from me, son. You'll have a blessing from me, from me through your brothers and sisters in Christ that you will not be able to receive. You'll not be able to receive it in that the abundance of it will be more than you can handle and carry, Peter. This is just one aspect of it. You'll receive a hundredfold now in this time, verse 30, houses and brethren. I get to use the house. Oh, I don't have the title or the deed to the house, but I get to use it. And, you know, that's the way it is with the stuff of this life. We think we own some things, but really we're just borrowing it. It's just on loan. That's the way it is with stuff. And so whether I own a thing or my brother and sister in Christ own a thing that they allow me to use or that they use to help me, what's the difference? I don't have to own it to receive a blessing from the filling of a need by that vehicle or the roof to spend the night under and a bed to be able to be provided for with food and such as that. The Lord also says there'll be persecutions. Why? Because the world will be against the whole thing. The world will not understand the way of the children of the Lord as they follow Him. The world will not understand those things made, those impossible things made possible by our Lord. The Lord says, and then he's closer to the end of his ministry and before he goes to the cross, he says to his disciples, your love and touch by me will be manifested to the world because of your love one for another. And these things that the Lord mentions here about having brethren and sisters, fathers, mothers, wives, and leaving those, and what we receive in houses and brethren and sisters and mothers, notice fathers not mentioned again, and children and lands with persecutions. The facilitating of all that, the world will not understand because the world and the way of natural men is to be selfish. But the Lord's people are indeed to be hospitable. And then the Lord mentions something that we'll deal with next time in verse 31. But many that are first shall be last, and the last first. Remember, the economy of the Lord is different than ours. We struggle to be first. I want to be first in line. But the Lord says, better to be last. Because then the Lord will promote, and the Lord will honor, and the Lord will bless as He sees fit. And that's a hint and a key to what we'll deal with next. I see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with His word and His truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.